Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it, raise it. Devotion.
Up inside.
To be still when you got that fire, you know. You ever been around somebody and then they start talking about the word of God or they start singing and you just get on in there, you know. You just get in there and you just start worshiping or you start conversing with them, you know, and you just tell them about the goodness of God. And then watch this, Reverend, then he comes in the room. Reverend, he comes in the room, Reverend, and he comes in the room. And Reverend, you know what he does, Reverend? He just touched our little heart, and then our heart just comes. Sometimes tears come down, and the tears don't even be because of that we got a problem. The tears of joy, you know. Even we could be having a problem. He'll turn that sadness to happiness because we of the people of God should encourage one another. We should lift one another up. We should quit turning each other down and lift each other up. I don't know what sounds so weak, but let me tell you something. One day, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. One day, Reverend, you're going to need I. One day, Reverend, I'm going to need you, Reverend. Reverend, I know if the book is accurate as I've been reading it, it says it's better for two to walk together than one walk alone. He said, reason why that, Reverend, because if I fall, Reverend, you supposed to pick me up, Reverend. You should even if you see me do something stupid, man. Even you see me going to a wreck, I'm gonna mess up my life or something. You should be right there and say, brother, I was there. I'm here. What can I do? You know what I'm talking about? And you could hit me with the Bible. You could turn me up and tell me you're going to hell. You could do all them things. But the Bible didn't say that. The Bible said we should edify one another. Your little favorite scripture that you can read all the time, what you said over there in Romans 15 and somewhere around in 1, I think you read it a couple of times. You might kind of know how to recite it, Reverend. If I had to put you on the spot, it's kind of like the strong. Well, to bear the what? The experiments of the week.
The experiments of the week, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You keep reading, man. Let's touch that for a second. Just for a second. Let's touch that just for a second. How Brother Wood Dog can call a little appetizer right quick. Let's run around the bush right quick. Can we do that right quick? Romans 15.
Yes, sir.
Because he did kind of hint. He did something. He said, when then they are strong, off to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good. What's this, Reverend? To edification. For even Christ, Reverend, even Christ pleased not himself.
Yeah.
But it is written that the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, man. Reverend, you hear what I'm saying, Reverend? What I just read to you.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, that's a transition in the mood when you spend that love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's a transition in the mood when you look at somebody and say, brother, I love you. That's a transition in the mood when the brother can feel your love. I'm going to say something, and you're wrong about this, Eric. You're wrong about this, but whatever they want to call you. You're wrong about it. Reverend, if we be more kind. Come on, man. If we be more kind, man. You know, if we just look at the circumstances of life and be more kind, man. Quit trying to hurt people, man. Quit trying to put people down. I mean, I know I physically or spiritually can put somebody in a situation. Who wins with that? Help me, Holy Spirit. Who wins with that? The devil is rejoicing when he sees us going back and forth. While you're right there, well, I want to tell you, my sister just told me a while ago, I want him to feel me. If he's feeling me, his spirit, Reverend, if he's feeling me all on my body, Reverend, I should have a God-like spirit. I should have it should be some love in me. Then I can look at you and say, Father God, forgive him, for he know not what he does. I can say, Lord, forgive me for doing Reverend Henry like that. Forgive me, Lord. I forgive me. No, the Father going to say, well, you need to go tell Henry that. You know, you need to go tell Reverend Henry that. If I could just kind of mess up the scripture a little. He said, before you bring your peace to me, he said, you go to your brother and you tell your brother and make peace with him. Then you come back to me. To the, then you
That's
come
right.
back. Some of us are trying to go to God and we ain't made peace with nobody.
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. So prayer is good, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
It's essential that we pray, Reverend. It's a good time,
right.
Reverend. Prayer is essential. And Reverend, I want you to help me with this, and you can go along with how you want to with it. But I want you to help me with this. It's imperative that when you're expressing and conveying God, that you move out the way, Reverend. Can you help me with this, Reverend? Help me with this. Please help me.
Yes,
you can run along with your business. Just help me with this. Feel me, man. Feel me.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. You said it is imperative that I believe it said in the scripture that we must decrease. Hallelujah. When we decrease and allow him to increase in us, then we be that vessel that he can use without wavering, without doubting, without caring or sparing feelings. Hallelujah. For we must remove that the corner that the spiritual may flow in the name of Jesus. And we may deny ourselves and even in that, just like Tim could tell the general that in doing that, you know, we command and teach those things in doing that. Whichever way the axe swing, sometimes it swing, that word swing, and it cuts between the bone and the marrow. It cuts us as well. And when we allow it to be manifest in us, truly we can be vessels for him to use, and it may manifest in others as well. But usually, first, it strikes home first. Praise the Lord, that we be more effective when we use the word of God, that it may be a blessing to others as well as us also. So, yeah, truly we have to decrease that he might increase, that his love may flow. Praise the Lord. And when his love flows, it hides. Oh, hallelujah. It looks beyond our faults, and it sees just what we need. You know, it allow him to, as I say, put on rose-colored glasses and look at us through Jesus Christ. You know, to look at us in love rather than chastisement until we're able to stand strong in him. Then he'll work on us that he may clean us up to be a better vessel for him. Praise the Lord. That's when those that are strong, they bear that infirmity, but those that are weak, praise God.
But Reverend, I know we ain't got into the meat of the lesson, but I know you know what I'm saying. But, Reverend, just said, now I'm talking about, the scripture said, he said, not to please ourselves. Reverend,
mm-hmm.
And then he said, let every one of us please his neighbor, Reverend, for
mm-hmm.
his good.
Yes, sir. Yes,
edification, Reverend. And he even mm-hmm. made it, he made it so tough for us, Reverend. This is how he made it so tough for us. I hope I'm reading that same book you read, Reverend. He said this,
mm-hmm.
he said, for even Christ pleased not himself.
That's right.
Come on, man. Christ.
Yes, sir.
Who went to Calvary?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear what I said. He said he could have did something. He could have said,
mm-hmm.
I done this. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped on him when I did this. He could have been arrogant. You know what I'm talking about? Only time Jesus had
yes,
to speak in an authority situation when that Pilate said what he said. When Pilate
yes,
said that, don't you know? See, all
mm-hmm.
the time, Reverend, he was just so humble, Reverend. He
mm-hmm.
even when the devil was tempting him, though, but he said, this is what he told Pilate, because he was at the end then, Reverend. He said, he
mm-hmm.
told him, And Pilate said, don't you know that I have the power to let you go or kill you? You know, that's, can I say it like that, Reverend? And he said,
yes,
hold up. He said, hold up. Can I do some little ad-lib right here? He said, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I laid down my life. And the Lord God, my Father, the one who allowed me to walk this earth, he's letting you do this, if I can paraphrase this, Reverend. He's
mm-hmm.
letting you to do this. I give my life, you know what I'm talking about? I'm doing it under obedience. You don't have nothing to stop it if you even wanted to. It has to go forward. Can I paraphrase the Reverend? If you had that much power, I would be, getting on my knees and bowing down to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, you got power, right? You got power of the flesh, carnal thing. But what's going to happen right now? Oh yes, sir. You ain't seen enough. So one time he went to bed, Reverend. He went to bed. Oh, why did this? Woke him up, wife told him. She said, I just don't find no fault in this, brother.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think you're finna do something wrong, old brother Pilate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the one
that we got
to get. And he didn't please himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's giving us evidence how to one another, Reverend. How to one another, Reverend. I don't care how you look at everything. I tell you, if you buy the 66, that Holy Spirit, if you buy the book that we read every day, if you're about believing in the word, all the word, if you believe in the truth of God, you have to accept everything is presented to you. You cannot take away and put in what you like, Reverend. You have to put in and keep it, even if you don't understand it. Help me, Holy Spirit. But I've learned something, Reverend. That God wants us to help one another. That's why we're in prayer right now. We're in prayer. There's some people hurting right now. Not just because of only death. There's some people hurting physically, Reverend. Spiritually, Reverend. There's people, and we live in the days now that it used to be like, in, you know, when we were growing up, we remember Vietnam, you know what I'm talking about? A lot of people was going to it and coming back when we was growing up, Reverend. And I seen a lot of people, my dad's friends and stuff, you know what I'm talking about, coming back. I remember that, Reverend, and how they were so messed up, you know, what they call it, post-drama, what they call it, PDS, you know what I'm talking about? And I can imagine you fixing your mind to go kill somebody, you know what I'm talking about? And then it was really different on the, can we say it like this? You're going somewhere and you're inventing somewhere and it's a trap, Reverend. And you don't know how to, you don't know where they're going to come from. It was a trap, you know what I'm talking about? And then they come back and put them in society, right? And put these guys in society and they don't know how to function. Right, they don't know how to function because they've been taught how to do a certain things, you know, and how to live, you know. Some of them shot even what they call the friendly fire, Reverend, you know, and they come back in society. These people are still walking. They got children running around here. Help me, Holy Spirit. They got children running around here, Reverend, and saying that, Reverend, spirit transfer. Oh, help me,
yes,
Holy
sir.
Spirit. You know, they see their father or they see or their mother, you know what I'm saying, man? Maybe just sitting there stirring, you know what I'm talking about, because they haven't took their medication or something, Reverend, and they're sitting there in a deep thought or something, right? And some of them, most of them are suicidal too as well, Reverend. Look at this day to day. Look at this day to day, Reverend. We're looking at now social media is taking over now, Reverend. It's a source of that post-drama thing. You know what I'm talking about? You can go on social media and somebody tell me they don't like it, you just go crazy. You know what I'm talking about? You go ballistic with your typing, Reverend. You go ballistic with your typing. I'm going somewhere with this. You're going ballistic with that. And God wants us to do something, Reverend. Have you fast one time, Reverend? You say, I'm just ain't going to do this no more. You know, but I need some help. I need some help.
Yeah, yeah.
Reverend. I'm going to go to the Lord and ask God to help me with this thing I want out of my life. You know what I'm talking about? And some of it is not going to be only just you getting on your knees only. Some of this a demonic spirit that's in us. It's going to take the fast and prayer that you get in the Word, that you believe it in the Word. To me, I believe you don't eat and drink. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you one thing about, don't worry about that. You're talking about you hungry and you're thirsty, because I've learned about the Word. It's a living Word. And once you get the Word in you, it'll fill your thirst and it'll fill your hunger as you do this we call fasting and praying. It'll be a place that you really take it serious. You know what I'm talking about? Not always. This me, Reverend. You know, not always talking about getting God to do something for you, but for God preparing you to see Him. You know what I'm talking about? Fast, preparing to see Him, make you a better husband, better wife, better child of God. And when people walk up, they can you don't kill all the energy out of the room, Reverend. They welcome with, like, there used to be a time when Daddy come home, Mama come home, the kids run to the door and be happy. Now, you know, they on their video machine. Hold on. You got 3 years got phone, man. Whoever heard that, what was going on? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That song. But Reverend, let me tell you something so I can get back in my line. Reverend, don't you know He want us to help one another? Please, will you help me? Please. And he meant so much. That was the second commandment He gave us, Reverend. We should love our neighbor as ourselves, Reverend. We supposed to love them. You're not going to harm yourself. He said you shouldn't harm no one else, Reverend. You and I should be looking somewhere. It takes a special creature to go around and want to hurt somebody. You know what I'm talking about? That is a demonic spirit, man, and the devil is a lie. Loose them in the name of Jesus, because God is the author. If you say you're a child of God, now if you're a child of God, you do what you do. You know, but if you're a child of God, conviction should come. Oh, change should come, Reverend. Well, you ain't know that. Then you'd be surprised. I got somebody right now that I'm in prayer with. You know what I'm talking about? I'm in major prayer with. Reverend, you know who I'm talking about? On Lancaster. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. A major prayer with me, with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? And I know how God does it, you know what I'm talking about? And I know what I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm talking about? And so I just take it to the Lord. I treat it with kindness.
That's it.
I've been told, man, you're too soft with this situation. I said, no, man, this is the way I got to do it. Because if I do it any other kind of way, then I'm not only affecting Eric, I'm affecting my wife, I'm affecting my kids, I'm affecting everything I got established right now. For one moment, I think I can fix it. You know what I'm talking about? And then again, he might fix me. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm getting it right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? I don't go to the what you call the saloon, right? And we put our little, you know, put our things. You know what I'm saying? But I choose to do it another way. I choose to keep it in God's hand, because that brother needs help. That's what I said. That brother needs help. And I'm going to treat him with peace. And I'm going to show him peace is the best way to go. You know what I'm talking about? But it's been a time, Reverend, I wouldn't have did this. I even thought about it. But how can I teach and preach to tell you to walk away, Reverend, to tell you to be humble, Reverend? And as soon as somebody touched my tennis shoes or run around across my car or look at me stupid, I got my fist all up. No. That is a wavy Christian. Help me, Holy Spirit. That is a wavy Christian. Because if you've been in the Word and you know the Word, ain't nobody got to tell you that is right and wrong. You know what I'm saying, Reverend? You know, Bible said, stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord, Reverend. He said, watch it. The salvation of the Lord. Give me a few seconds, Reverend, and help me with that. I'm going to turn to the scripture in Luke. And so we can get out of here. Give me something for a minute.
Yes, sir. You know, it's good when we be still, especially when the adversary is trying to tempt with anger. Yes, sir. But if you be still, God will fight your battle. You know, God will. Only thing you have to do is look into a situation, but you have to give him that situation Wait for him to look into it and trust him in it. See, well, what the adversary have is a bluff. he have a bluff, and he try to put that bluff out. You know, but see, God don't. The scripture tells you that Jehovah God, he laughs while heathens rage. That's how much power he has. And he gives us the strength at times we can tap into that power. Hallelujah. Just like I said the other day, when you look at the back of the book, you see the battle, you find your answer. Just like when you take a test, the answer's in the back of the book. the dragon's already been defeated. Hallelujah. We already won. Praise the Lord. We already won. What that salvation does, it saves us from the very effects of evil. Hallelujah. That's why salvation is a necessity. You know, faith without works is what? Faith, you know, it's a substance. It's the substance of things hoped for. You're hoping. Hallelujah. So when you hope long enough, it starts to change. But one thing that faith, hope, charity, you know, but love, it stays the same. Hallelujah. But that you've been hoping for, that faith starts to turn into sight, and you can start to see it because you go from carnal to spiritual, and then you can see and understand that all the adversary has was just a bluff to try to throw you. So I'm saying, move you out your square or something, get you out of your comfort zone. But oh, hallelujah. But the only thing you can be comfortable in is Jesus. And you can stand on that firm foundation, what is the word. And we have faith, hope, and trust in that. It started to manifest, and you start to unfold right before your very eyes. And you can see how we call this a living word. Because it's living right before us, in us, and through us. But we have to tap into it. We have to tap into it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Reverend, we're going to transition, Reverend. We're going to transition.
Yes, sir.
Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for the inspired word that you gave us this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father God, because it was you, Father God, that spoke to us this morning, Lord, and we thank you for it, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. We believe, Father God, that it was you, Lord, that made this day out of reality. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the fellowship. We thank you for the understanding of the gospel, Lord. Lord, we go in the prayer. We go in prayer, Lord. We always send our prayer out to the ones that, Father God, is struggling right now, Father God, whether a spiritual struggle, Lord, physical struggle, Lord, whether, Father God, they might need a little financial help, Lord. Well, Lord, we ask you, Father God, help our way, Lord. Lord, bless them, Lord. Cover them, Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Lord, let us know, Father God, that when thou in the midst, Lord, that we turn to you and say, thank you, Lord. We don't want to be like that. And when you heal the 10, Lord, when one came back, Lord, we want more than one to come back today and say, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Let it be through the church of prayer today. Let it be through, Father God, for understanding of your Holy Ghost, Lord. We come with our hearts open, Lord, and asking you, Father God, to increase in us, Lord, as we decrease, Lord. Move whatever in us is not of you, and, Lord, as you come in us, Lord, Lord, help us, Lord, to understand your move, Lord, your touch, Lord, your feeling, Lord, that when we do feel it, Lord, we spread your love, Lord, that you spread it in us, we want to spread it over others as well, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this coming up days, Lord. That some might be already got how they're going to fix their mind to tell you what they're not going to do and they're going to do, Lord. Even you know about what we're going to do and not. But, Lord, we want to tell you right now in advance, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for things, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the going up of the sun and the going down. We thank you, Father God, for righteousness, Lord, and holiness, Lord. We thank you, Father God, but there is an example of your spirit running around this earth, Lord. And, Lord, that is your Holy Ghost, Lord. As it enter into each man, child, and woman, Lord, that let it be able to, that when we come together, that we be all on one accord, Lord. That we might come and be this day, Lord, that you enter in us today and take us off this earth, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, make room in heaven, Lord. One day, Father God, we believe one day or 1 hour or 1 second that you might do it. We just ask you a loud place for us, Lord. Lord, while we here, Lord, as we decrease right now, we ask that you increase in thy word, Lord. Help teach and preach this word, Lord. Guide us through it, Lord. And, Lord, as the preparation of your Holy Spirit does it, we ask you, Father God, we ask you if there's anything in advance, Lord, might not be understood. We ask you to speak to the Spirit, Lord. Speak to it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The book, Reverend John. The book of John. The book of John. John, chapter 17, Reverend. 17 and 20, Reverend. 17 and 20, Reverend. 17 and 20. Neither prayer if I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through the word. Oh, man. Did you hear that? Neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through the word. Look what it said, right? That they all may be one as thou. For, he said, Father are in me, and I in thee. Look what it said, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that they have sent me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm getting somewhere around. I'm feeling good about this one here, Reverend.
Yeah.
He said, in the glory which thou givest me, I have given them. Look at this, Reverend. He said, in the glory which thou givest me, I give them. He said, that they may be one, even as we are one. He said, I and them, and thou and me, that they may be made perfect, Reverend, and one, and that the world may know. Watch this, Reverend. Watch what he said. Know that they have sent me. That's a good thing. And have loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will. Look at this. That also whom thou hast given me. He said, before me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou hast loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, O righteous Father, he said, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and thee have thou known that thou hast sent to me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare, look what he said, Reverend, it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Boy, that's a reassurance, Reverend. See, when he was praying then, he was praying for the future for the believers. Reverend, he was praying, he was praying to the Father, telling him that what he gave him, he gave it to them. And then what he did, Reverend, he said, so they can be glorified. The scripture tells us over there, I can't tell, Matthew 5, right? And it tells us about the glorified, that, right, Reverend? I said, think around about, if you can go there real quick with me, Matthew 5, about how he told them, right, about the how we should do this glorifying thing, right? He said, you are the light of the world, and a city that set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do a man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it give a light unto all that are in the house. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify, who, Reverend? Your Father.
Your Father.
In heaven.
Yeah.
So he presented it then. Oh, help me, Jose. He presented it then, Reverend. He gave them this understanding, this glory that he gave them. And I'm going to tell you, Reverend, somewhere somewhere along the line, love came in there, Reverend. Love came in there, Reverend. Love came in there because it's going to take love to be around each other like this here. It's going to take the love of Christ inside of us to do what he do. Because it took love for him to understand he's going to go to Calvary for us. He's going to be glorified. Even when the people weren't receptive, when he healed people, Reverend, when he delivered people, they weren't receptive of it, Reverend. They would still say he was blaspheming. They would find a way to discredit him. But boy, he lifted Father God more high when he kept on doing thus what it says in the written word, not my will, but thy will be done. In doing that, he glorified the Father. And doing that, we glorify the Father when we don't worry about the people's faces. We don't worry about what they say about us. We lift God up in our walk. We be examples for the people. Not saying you're not going to make no mistake, Reverend. Not saying you're going to walk this earth and never going to make no mistake. But what it's said, it's going to show proof that he's in the midst, because you be like that songwriter. What she said, let it run over. I want it run over. Fill me up. Till I what? What you said? Till I came. Okay, then. Come on with it, Doc. When you can get in God's presence, when you can get in God's presence, and he moves them thoughts, he moves some things in your way, and you know it's God, because he's the only God can move things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because we have tried him, Reverend, and proven that he did everything he said he's going to do. And watch this here. It ain't a cliche when I'm from the city. He's been on time in my life a lot, Reverend. He's been on time in my life a lot. I was heading to sin so deep one time, and he turned me around. Not saying I ain't never made no mistake after that, but I'm telling you, I'm more God conscious than I was before, you know. That's why sometimes when we do things, we be convicted, Reverend, and we repent. Yes. And repent means we stop doing what we're doing and turn back to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, give me strength, Lord. I got something in my heart, in my mind, my eye. I ask you to help me with it. And watch this, Reverend. I'm not trying to limit to what he don't know. I'm trying to tell him that what the Bible says, that we should take all. Help me with it, Reverend. We should take everything to the Lord, you know. Taking what you think you can handle. You know, take it all to him. Sometimes you got to go to the deep part of your stomach. You know, sometimes you got to go to the deep part of your heart and say, Father, you already know, but I want to present it to you, Lord. I have a problem with it. Lord, help me.
Yeah.
You know, and him praying for the believer, don't you know we're going to be talked about? We're going to be misunderstood. It's people right now is setting up cases right now against us. But I want to tell you, if God be for you, help me, Holy Spirit. He be more than the world against you. I'm going to end it when I say this here, that he's good.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend, he's so good.
Yes, sir.
We know what makes him so good in our life, because we don't mind telling somebody he's good. Somebody said, oh, he's there. But boy, if you really know the story, hey, I'm telling you, he's good, and I'm going through something. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I hear you.
Oh, yes, sir.
I hear you.
The honor for him to be glorified, he might be putting me in front of somebody to show them that he is real. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by this?
Yes,
what I'm trying to say, that, see, some people mind, they got their mind going. It's 4 days left, 2 days left in the year, and they try to get the AB, they get the Henderson, they get the Crown, they get the Kibasi, they get the Tangeray, you know, they getting all their own juice, the 7 of 9, they getting they renting the place so they can do their little party, and they do it every year, Reverend, because I've been there, Reverend. They do it every year. They get ready, you know, dumber. Some say I might want to try to get in early, because they do a lot of shooting down there, you know, everybody go to shooting, and they're getting all this thing set up, Reverend. But Reverend, I'm telling you something, in the getting ready, are you praying? Are you praying?
Yes, sir.
Are you lifting? If you lifting your situation up with the Lord, I'm not saying the drinking is a problem. Only time drinking is a problem, Reverend, when you abuse it, Reverend. But we as ministers, we don't teach you to go out there and drink. Because as soon as you go out there and you hurt somebody or you hurt yourself, we believe, now this is what we believe, that death, and we didn't put blood on our hands, you know. So we teach you to be absent from it. Have you had a cup of the Holy Ghost? Have you got thirsty over the Holy Spirit? Boy, I smoked some Holy Spirit one day, Reverend. I smoked it so long, Reverend. Then I went to choking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I started choking. Mm-hmm. And when I started choking, Reverend, it started delivering some things out of my inside, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then I started convulsing. And then all that stuff came out. What came out? Will I ask God in my prayer, Lord, if it's not of you, remove it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. These are the things God want us to do to get prepared for. Get prepared for the battle. Don't get prepared for the flesh. Get prepared for the spiritual battle, because we are wrestling not with flesh and blood, but principality of this world. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to tell you, get prepared for the spiritual warfare, because we're living in a time that we might see him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And watch this, you might not believe this, but I'm going to say it just for the sake of it, Reverend. Man, we got more time behind us than we got in front of us, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Some of us got more time behind us than we got in front of us. Why not choose the Lord? Why, you can serve him. You can be fruitful right now for him. Serve him with gladness and watch the glory of God. And we go back to our scripture, and I want to tell you one thing. If God doesn't try to show his son, even though he wants his son to be lifted, he said that Jesus Christ himself don't find us trying to please himself, Reverend. He does it because he wanted us to have the access. He taking my hand, your hand, anybody listen to me right now, and putting our hand right back in God's hand. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's what I'm. So he's taking his life and walked this earth being tormented, and now he's sitting at the right hand of God because we believe he got up with all power in his hand. So I want to take you to pray. Pray for the Lord. Pray for him to move some things in your life. Pray for him to increase your mind to know that he's in the midst. Pray for your strength. You don't have to always have the preacher to pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. No, it was a time it was like that, Reverend. You had to go to the preacher to pray. But now it's not so. You can go to God yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that on homeboy stuff. That's my homeboy now. He's more than a homeboy than me. He's my Messiah. Oh, yes, sir. He's Manuel.
That's right.
And I heard when I looked up Manuel, God is with us. If you could treat him that practical, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm better than different. You got to itch and sketch him, God. You know, you can shake him up and change him up, Reverend. But you know the God I know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The God we serve, you know, we believe that he's due honor. You know, when he walks in, when his presence walk in, you know, I was in a meeting the other day, and a brother, you know, he's a brother, right? He did a few cuss words, right? And he do the church, right? And you know what he did? He stopped and looked at me. He said, man, I'm so sorry, man. I'm telling you, that is a form of the Holy Ghost. You hear me, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
For him to stop.
Yeah.
And not just only just for him and I, but he was in the presence of God, because he didn't even have to do all what he was saying. The words, he was kind of mad, right? And he stops and I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. And that tells me that he has He has the Holy Spirit in him. That just what tells me. He fear God. He fear me. He fear God. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew that what he said, it wasn't right. You know what I'm talking about? He wasn't cussing at me.
Mm-hmm.
He was just doing some few things, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? And then just the conviction of that. So God be glorified in that, man. He said, let your good works be spoke of good. and let your what and let your light shine, and so your Father, which in heaven, will be glorified through your good works.
That's it.
Not say you're gonna do everything right, but your good works. People see it and they glorify God. They don't glorify your resume.
Mm-hmm.
They don't glorify because you've been there 15, 20 years. They glorify because it's got to be a God. I work at the same job with you, and I got the same pressure. I don't never see you crack under pressure like this. Well, how you do that?
Because
I pray. I give it to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because I know right then if I give it to the God, he'll give me some strength to pass it on, Reverend. So may God bless you. And keep you is my prayer. It was expounded in the Word of God to say this. If it was something said that you didn't understand, if it was something we can need to go back over and revisit it, we will. Because it's someone, or maybe myself, or some can maybe can speak it more plain or more, make it more what we say understanding. You know, for you. If not, you might want to say thank you for the Word. You can do that, or you might want prayer. You can do that. You might not. Watch this, Rev. You might not know the Lord, and the pardon of your sin. You can come repent.
Yes.
You can come repent. You can come to get to know the man. And Rev, we do it like this, Rev. If you don't mind, Romans 10 and 9, Rev. And if it be God's will, you'll probably hear that voice again tomorrow. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Truly, we thank God. How he has blessed us today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. To be one, I want to thank you, Lord, for the word today. Praise the Lord. Thank you for his grace, his mercy, his revealing again. Hallelujah. And revealing to us the scripture, unfolding the scriptures right before us. We thank him, God, for that. Prayer that 10 and 9, that Romans 10 and 9, was that for today or tomorrow, when you wanted it?
I'm going to say it like this. Tomorrow ain't promised to you, Rev.
Okay. Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear. Praise the Lord. Well, if somebody wants to, need to know the way to obtain this salvation, praise the Lord. Some call it the Romans way, but in Romans 10th chapter, the 9th verse tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10 said, for with the heart men believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believed on him shall not be made ashamed. Praise the Lord, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. That's Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th. Through the 13th verse. I like that last verse. It said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So let me know that God is nigh unto us, even as we call him, he's nigh unto us. We say we shall be saved. Whosoever is a great invitation. That goes out to call upon the name of the Lord and shall be saved. So why not call him today as we extend this invitation? Hallelujah. You know, you shall be saved. Shall is expression, the future. the future tense. Hallelujah. These things shall be saved. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. There'll be one today that will want to call upon his name. Or like Leah said, just going to tell the Lord, thank you. We here. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. But if not, praise the Lord. Go on. Keep on and continue to pray and allow God to have his way. Praise the Lord. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, while we come humbly before thy throne, Father God, asking forgiveness for sin known, not known, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see this day. We give you thanks, glory, and honor. You've given us a special blessing. You allowed us to assemble together. We tell you, thank you, that your word, how it consecrates us. Hallelujah, how it separated and sanctified us and cleans us. Thank you, Father. All this is in your word, Father God. Make us better vessels for you. Make hearts draw nigh unto you. Make someone want to know you a little better or walk with you a little closer. We tell you, thank you, Father. Thank you for being in our attendance today, being with us, helping us, standing with us, standing by us, going before us, clearing the path. We tell you, thank you. We continue to pray for each and every one, Father, that may be heartbroken or going through, Father. I need your strength. That we pray for the weak, we that are strong and trying to stay strong in you. Pray for the infirmity, trying to bear the infirmities of the weak. We ask you, Father, give us strength. Strengthen us all that we may be pleasing in thy sight. Strengthen us, Father God, that we may do thy will. Strengthen us that we may love one another like we're supposed to love one another. Strengthen us, Father God, with your love, hallelujah, and your care. Let someone know it may be feeling lonely, that you care and we're standing with them, hallelujah. Let someone know that has a desire on the inside to want to be better for you, Father. Encourage that and strengthen that heart even more so, Father God, as we bless us to pour in them, Father God, through your spirit, hallelujah, that they may be more cleansed, hallelujah, that we may lift you up even more so. We realize when we lift you up, you draw more unto thee, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to draw us, keep us, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the message, the messenger, the word today. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We give your name all the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me Watch me through and through. Just create in me a clean. Remember this? Has come home.